And who else? Lou in Canada. I got it. Okay, just one second, please.
There are 4 callers on the call.
All right.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6. Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Okay. Seth? Are you there, Seth? Hello, Seth? Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
God.
I'm here. Here.
Are we on the radio?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yep, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio. Everybody is hearing us say hello out there on planet Earth. This is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night conference call. And it's actually Win and Terry. And thank you all for being here. And we're simulcast between a conference call and PBS Radio. And this call is a exercise in group consciousness, in togetherness. But it's kind of not togetherness in the old-fashioned way. It's kind of a new way of being together. And we have... Let's see here.
All callers are muted.
Wait a second.
All callers are unmuted.
There's our conference line. Do you guys on the conference line want to say hello to everybody listening in BBS?
Hello, BBS.
Hello, BBS.
Hello, BBS.
So, Gina, what does togetherness mean for you?
Togetherness means that we are all one, and we all have to cooperate.
Okay. Now, you see, I don't know why I called on Gina. I'm supposed to call on anybody else. Anyone else want to volunteer? What does togetherness mean?
Like-minded people.
Like-minded people. Anyone else?
Cohesiveness.
Cohesiveness. Terry, what do you think togetherness means?
I think it's different things.
I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Terry?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I think togetherness means it's funny because there's a whole lot of layers to the togetherness. There's apparent separateness, and then there's apparent togetherness, and then there's real togetherness where everybody is part of the same being but just has walls up between them to focus them into a life force. And so there's all kinds of ways of looking at togetherness. And it can be a feeling of being one or very close to somebody.
Mm-hmm. You're not channeling now, are you? This is the real thing.
I think I may have been. Because I didn't know the answer. I had to ask.
I felt like you were going in and out. Terry is, for those of you who are listening, Terry is somebody from another realm masquerading as a human. And she kind of like goes back and forth and doesn't even know she's going back and forth. But you know what? To some degree or another, we are all that way. We're all from somewhere else, at least most of the people that are paying attention to the work we're doing here. Well, you know what? I better start the recording because we're going to miss something. So you on BBS, just wait 1 second.
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. You are not authorized to start a recording at this time. Please contact customer service if you need assistance.
Uh-oh. Everyone at BBS hears that I'm not authorized. Okay. We're just going to have to download the recording from
BBS. Please wait. You are not authorized to start a recording at this time. Please contact customer service if you need assistance.
Terry, it sounds like the police are after me.
Yeah. You always get past it in the past. What happened this time?
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Hey, I just had stubby fingers. I wasn't putting the right numbers in. Okay, so we started out talking about togetherness. And for some people, togetherness is like being in bed with a member of the opposite sex. And I guess that's one kind of togetherness, right? And some people, when they hear the word togetherness, sounds like they're going to get trapped in some kind of glommy thing. And I didn't record this, but I had everyone, I didn't have everyone, Marilyn didn't say anything, but I had people explaining how they looked at togetherness. And did you ever feel trapped by togetherness in a relationship? Like, what am I doing here? So the word togetherness is kind of a loaded question because just like the word oneness is a loaded concept because nobody wants to feel trapped. And there's certain doors, once you walk through them, it's not easy to walk backwards. Like, for example, I know someone who has been, she's probably going to listen to this, who has been longing for a relationship in her life. And suddenly the relationship came, and she says, geez, she's going back and forth between, do I want this or don't I want it? And in relationships, if you walk in the door of a relationship and you think you can walk out just so easily, what happens is if the other person has gotten dependent on you in some way, if you leave, you're going to create guilt. You're going to create hurt for that other person, which will then create guilt in you. And then guilt will keep you attached into this realm. And when you keep doing this, you create loads of guilt. And then you have to keep coming back. This is my take on this. I don't think I asked this in a question, but I think it's true. You have to keep coming back and freeing yourself from the guilt and from the people that you created hurt for. Or you can just change your own energy, and since everything is one, when you rise above all of it, even when you're not connected to the person directly and clearing their guilt, somehow or another, it seems like there's a signal that goes out to the universe and that everybody clears. You start clearing yourself, and then the people around you start to clear also. So togetherness that leads to guilt is not a good thing. That's why there's a very big responsibility every time you go into a relationship with someone else. And you have to look. And some people can experience that and can move in and out of relationships, and as long as the other person can do that with you, I think it's okay. But in many, many cases, that does not the way it works. One person would be...
Hello?
Hello?
Can anybody else hear me?
Who is that?
I can hear you. I just figured I was...
I turned into the radio program, and he's speaking. When is speaking, so he's done something to all of us. Because I've hung up and called back, and...
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Back in, and you're still in limbo.
Yeah, I still can't hear him. Can you?
No, I can't.
Kelly, can you hear me?
I've been thinking I was just cut off.
Wait, did he unmute us? Oh, there he goes.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe he can hear us.
I can hear
you. No, it's coming through the radio now.
Can you guys hear me?
Can you guys hear us?
He's done something to all of us.
You know what?
There you go.
I'm hearing all of you.
Back in, and you're still in
limbo.
Yeah.
I can hear him. Can you? No, I can't. Does anyone hear me?
Oh, boy.
Can anyone hear me? I'm on the radio.
He's done something to all of us.
Is anyone? I'm hearing all of us.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. Unmuted.
Hello? I think it's working now.
Oh, boy.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay, I just muted everybody. Now, I know somebody is listening that has the computer now and hears me. This is a very strange phenomena because I can hear you and you can't hear me. That's what's happening. So let me see if I can get Seth. Seth, do you hear me? Terry, are you there? Terry?
Yes.
Hello, Terry. Are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Ben, we can hear you now.
You can hear me on the conference line?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was a very strange phenomenon. It's very strange as it were, because they're cutting. I could hear you guys through that whole thing. But you couldn't hear me.
No.
That is very weird.
Very strange.
Yeah, and I'm still there. I'm still coming over the radio. If it happens again, you guys, does somebody have their computer on?
Yes, I do.
So
Marilyn does.
What I'm going to do is, if it happens again, I'm going to disconnect from the conference line. And then put your phone near the computer so everyone can hear us. Okay.
Okay.
You follow?
Yep.
See, if I don't disconnect and you put the phone on, it'll create feedback. Okay. I have to disconnect because there's a delay between what's coming over the computer. I think it'll create feedback.
Yeah, but if I can hear you, so can everyone else, can't they?
Well, if you can hear me, I'm going to assume everyone else can hear me, of course, because no one was hearing me before. Okay?
Exactly.
So, ladies and gentlemen in BBS land, we better do our meditation and bring the energy in, because they're probably getting mad at me for talking about sex. So, in any case, somebody is. Let's let's do our normal bringing in of the energy. And Terry, you're there, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So when we're talking about togetherness, which is how we started, we're doing kind of an unusual demonstration of togetherness on this line. And it's not us all talking that brings in togetherness. It's the creating of what I call a group energy. And I will say that any of you can do this, except you have to find someone that won't think you're crazy. Because when two people create a high intention to blend their energies, and you can experiment with this, you'll see it just happens. Now, when you experiment, if you just are creating a group energy between you and someone else or you and a few people, you are not necessarily spiritual. I mean, everything is spiritual, but it's a earthbound group energy, so to speak. And it's quite normal for people to create group energies. In fact, people are always creating group energies, whether they define it as such or not. When you have a football team or a baseball team or a basketball team or a bunch of people at a concert or even going into a restaurant with a very nice ambience, you are being part of the creation of group energy. And it's an ongoing process. Even a city has a group energy, some cities. I might not accuse Los Angeles, but even Los Angeles has energies in neighborhoods. And if you start to look at it from the other realms, it looks like all of us are just this mishmash of all these energies, and our energies, part of them are here, part of them are there, and part of them are in our body. And what we do on this call is we move our energies outside of the earth realm. We move it into higher dimensions. And the interesting thing about what we're doing here is we're doing it without any earth reference point. In other words, we're not creating a sea group energy. We're not creating a restaurant group energy. This is just going for the energy without a physical reference point. And so my idea of this is when you learn to connect with an energy that doesn't have a physical reference point, guess what? When you die, when you leave your physical body, you've connected with an energy that's not in this realm, which means that I would make the hypothesis that energy will still be there after you die. And if you learn to become really familiar with that energy, you'll probably have mastered the need to come back into this realm, and you will have successfully gotten off the wheel of reincarnation and graduated from this particular learning experience in third density, which can be very, very challenging for many people. So what we're doing in our creation of a group energy is we've learned to identify some of these energies that are not in this realm, and we can invite them to join us. And when you're on this call, many of you have felt that energy come in. It's actually there right now as I'm talking, but I'll make it more formalized and just say, and this is for all those people listening on BBS, right now, we're going to request, intend, and of course this is voluntary, so you don't have to do this. You can just listen with your mind until you feel comfortable with it.
But we're going to intend to blend the energies that we all have that are in other dimensions. We're going to ask for a blending. And what that means is that energy is almost like water. If you pour two glasses of water together, they become one glass and they're blended. Although the difference here is you can separate the water back and put it back in the same glass, and it will be back to its original form. So you don't get stuck in this kind of blending. In fact, you and I are the master of it because it just totally responds to our intention. And so we're blending our energies, and we can feel the connection. If I stop talking, the energy is there. I'm not doing that. We're doing that. And now we can invite these good souls to join us, and we do. And some of you notice the energy jumps a notch, although they're here the whole time of the call. They're not just, those of us that have been coming to the calls regularly have developed a familiarity so that as soon as we're on the call, this process starts to happen. And some of you have heard the word quantum field. Well, that's exactly what we're moving into. We are moving into that field, experiencing that field. And that field is not bound by time or space. So when we move into that field together, something happens. And the way it feels to you, to me, I can tell you how it feels to me, I can feel a lot of energy around the top of my head. I can feel the other people on the line feeling that energy. I can feel really connected. And I feel, if I look at the space above my head, although I can't see this, I have no measuring stick, it feels like it's going very high and very expansive. And when we do this, we're actually becoming receiver stations, cosmic receiver stations, and grounding this energy to the Earth, which, as I've come to understand, is a very high service. And it helps to heal the planet. It helps to heal the people around us. It helps to heal ourselves. So it's something which is good to get familiar with. And when you first start experiencing this, sometimes it just comes in fits, and then you go back to your life and you say, where'd it go? But as you keep repeating it over and over again, it's like training yourself to become familiar with these higher frequencies. And you'll find you can do this quite often when you have mastered it. Some of you might try going, I used to do this all the time, going into a coffee shop, sitting down, and sitting in a corner, which is kind of a power position, a place where I can visually see every table in the coffee shop. And I shut my eyes, and I just ask for the light to be present. And that to work with all those people there. And even though they're all strangers, even though I've never met them, and they have no idea what I'm about, in most cases, they will feel the energy in the room. And they'll keep coming back to that restaurant once that energy is established, because they don't know that I'm part of that. And this is kind of like being a very silent and unconditional loving light there, and just holding the energy wherever you are. And it's something that with practice, you can do it. And if you have a day that's got a lot of events in it, you can go over in the morning and go through each place that you're going, each person that you're seeing, and see this light around that situation. And everyone that's listening to this is capable of that, I believe. So coming into these calls sets a reference point of the energy. And what I didn't do this call is I didn't bring it down through us. So take a moment and realize we've created this energy over our heads. And now we're going to bring it down through our head, through our necks, through our hearts, through our stomachs, through our genitals, through our root chakra, through our feet, and into the center of the earth. And we are now bodies that are in that huge energy field. But instead of having an energy field attached to a body, we're a body attached to an energy field. And that energy field is going to outlast you. When your body dies, that energy field is going to be still going. So, on that note, I better check and see if Terry's here. Are you there, Terry?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Do you feel up to doing letting them talk to us?
Okay.
I know you've really been really tired. You know, we did three things this weekend, didn't we? Two things. Terry,
did three.
When Terry channels, she gets really sleepy afterwards to balance the energies. So even a short channeling can sometimes mean sleeping for 4 or 5 hours, doesn't it?
Sometimes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are very lucky to have such a dedicated person to work with to bring these messages through. And for those of you that might be tuned in on BBS that haven't listened to us before, the energy that we're experiencing, the energy that I'm saying is coming in through the field, has an intelligence to it. And the voice coming through Terry identifies itself as the intelligence in that field. That's my way of saying it. If they want to correct it, they can. And that when we connect with them, we are now connecting with energies into very high dimensions. And we've expanded ourselves tremendously. But it's not just listening to their voice. It's not just having a conversation with them. It's letting that energy flow and connecting with our group energy, which is connected to their group energy. And let me call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves radiating from the energy of the Hunabku through our bodies and into the earth. And right now, we're going to reinvoke the group energy and the connection with these group souls in other dimensions. And we can experience our field as being one with them and quite big. And on that note, let me just ask for protection. We ask for protection in this space and only positive service to other beings. Energies can partake of it. And anything that's not of that caliber, he has to leave for the highest good of all concerned. And so I turn it over to Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We send love light to each and every person on this line. It is getting near dusk in the focus point for the channeling, and as it gets near dusk, the sun has a particular energy of incoherence as it moves through more layers that are close in to the Earth plane. This defocusing sometimes, as an individual, is oriented in the sun or to the sun, can create a confusion. So as a person gets older, they may experience sundowner phenomena, which is when the sun goes down, they may get a little more confused. It is the sun beaming through the layers closer to the earth as it reaches the individual, creating a bit of a defocusing. Coherence is very important to an individual, as it is to his body systems, as the liver, for instance, is very focused and does its job in a very focused manner, then the body tends to be more healthy. If there come a number of toxins into the liver and they take some of the function away of the liver as the liver attempts to handle these toxins and cannot focus its whole energy on detoxifying the body because it is already overloaded, then the individual begins to get less healthy. Focusing and the pinpointing of energy is important towards a purpose and towards intention. There is much to learn in the area of focus within the body, the systems. Do you have questions?
Well, since you brought up the sun, you know, oftentimes we, in our work, we ground ourselves to the energy of the earth. And it feels like when we do that, the earth reaches back and sends energy back. Do we have an energetic connection to the sun as well?
Yes, we do. We have the individuals in the earth plane and all beings who move through the earth plane have a connection with the sun. And the connection is centered so much in the heart. When the sun burns brightly and is more warm, the individual's hearts are more open and are more healthy in a dirge or dearth of sunspot energy and release of sun energy to the earth, the heart disease figures increase. The sun helps to, in connection with the sun, create a more open heart in men and in animals. Vitamin D is important to mineral absorption, and so it is also a connection that helps the individual as the sun allows the body to make vitamin D, which then allows the body to uptake minerals better and to connect with his surroundings and with the earth in a more focused, connected manner.
Is it good to go out and lay in the sun for a certain amount of time each day or be in the sun?
It is. It is very good to be in the sun for an amount of time each day. However, one must not be too long so that they sunburn, and individuals are different depending upon the tone of the skin. The darker skins are able to withstand the sun without getting sunburned so fast. So it is an individual thing how long one can stay in the sun, and if one can gauge it by the feeling of whether they've been there too long or not, and not get interested in something else like playing ball at the beach and then forgetting all about it. But when they put the attention on their body, they can sense whether they've been there too long.
In Egyptian times, the sun was worshipped and I think was identified with Ra, the Ra group. Could you explain a little bit about that connection?
Give us a minute. The sun was respected in that it brought the shrubbery and the plants and the, it was looked upon as even bringing the end of the night and the beginning of the day when the individuals got up and they walked around. And so it was the bringer of the day and the beginning of the new life for each individual day. It was and is very important in the life of the human. And the Egyptians were more savvy concerning the connection. And they were connected. They considered it a chariot that rode across the sky, and that the Ra forces would come in the form of a man would come in the sky machine, similar to the sun coming across the sky. A sky machine from Atlantis. And there were tales and memories of it that maybe someday will be found in the writings underneath the Sphinx. And they connected the sun with the man that came in the sky machine, who was an ambassador from Ra. And so the connection was made.
So there was actually a Ra entity in a body? Or was it a physical body, or was it a projected body of light?
It was a physical body of an ambassador from Ra that arrived in a chariot they considered from the sky, which was from Atlantis. And this man would come and visit in the real early times. And they looked at him as an ambassador from heaven, much as the sun was an ambassador bringing the bringer of the day.
And was this rough?
The connection was they both are in the sky.
Was this raw person born in a normal way? I mean, did he have physical parents?
Yes. Yes, and he had very long hair and blonde hair and radiant, and had very special powers.
A long time ago, I had a dream message that said, "We may look like Goldie Hawn, but the resemblance stops there."
Yes.
Now, are there still... Normally, we think of Ra as an energy that can move close to us. Are there still beings who are embodiments of Ra somewhere in our solar system on spaceships?
Well, there are beings that are sent or decided by the individuals within the Ra group to move into the Earth plane as ambassadors and to work with the individuals here, and they're very much still of the Ra group. And
Is this a wanderer, like, or is this a being that can hold the memory through the veil?
Some of them can hold the memory through the veil, but it is the majority. Well, we would not call them essentially wanderers. We would call them more focused beings with a purpose that come and still can have some of their memory to carry on their purpose while they are here. Although a number of them do lose their memory and become more wanderers trying to find their memory.
Now, supposedly there's been a quarantine on Earth, where in another place I read that that didn't happen. Can you explain the difference of information?
was a place for gold to be mined and to be taken by spaceship back to another planet where it was converted into gold bars and then was sold. There was a quarantine several times in the history of Earth. It's been quarantined. At the time it was quarantined, those individuals did not want their gold to be taken by other individuals that might come into the Earth plane. And before that, there was, Earth was not quarantined at one point earlier and was part of an international interstellar spaceship travel and was as a sightseeing place along the route. And then there was a disaster on Earth, and at the same time, Maldek blew up and there was a war, and then the whole area became quarantined as to spaceship travel, as there wasn't much here to come to. And it had the reputation of having a number of criminals that had reincarnated here, and so in their criminality, again, it was a double lockdown in the area. Earth has had its miserable times off and on, and at this time, it is still not really communicated with between the population of Earth and other species who covertly come and go from this area.
Thank you. Well, that was not the questions I was anticipating asking, and we don't usually get so esoteric on Monday night. We try to deal with questions that are more human, because I announced I was going to do a line of questions and I didn't even touch into it. Because the big challenge of humans is how to master being a human and experience their interdimensionality while they're in a human body, I think. But it's too late to go into that, because we're almost off of PBS. In fact, it's 6:50. So those of you that were in the beginning of this call and when things were getting all screwed up and you stayed on, I thank everyone for their patience. This is a very strange phenomena where we're on the call and only I get shut down and everyone else can hear each other. So somebody up there doesn't like me, probably. So, in any case, we're going to disconnect from BBS. And every Wednesday, we do a call over our conference line where people submit questions. And you can send a question to questions@messagetoday.net. And we will consider asking your question on Wednesday night. And if you haven't been a subscriber, we recommend you subscribe to messageaday.net, which is a daily message with excerpts from all these channelings that I've done and from my book in your inbox. So on that note, we will say goodnight to everybody, wherever they are. And if you're listening to this on a replay line, Thank you for listening and sharing our energies. And we'll see you, some of you on Wednesday and some of you on Sunday. So good night for now.
Press 1 to stop recording. Recording has stopped. All callers are muted.
I can't mute everybody. Unmute them.